a totally random question out of the box of totally random questions. And today's TRQ. What issue, fight, or annoyance have you had with your in-laws? What issue, fight, or annoyance have you had with your in-laws? And I suppose if it's just like a partner, like you're not literally married, that's probably okay. Like your partner's parents, have you ever dealt with something like that where they were annoying or in some way, criticizing you in some way, bickering with you in some way, sticking their nose in? 237, it's text 35270. I'm going to go out on a limb and say we're going to get plenty of these. Seems to be a common issue people have.
Yeah, I feel like that's definitely going to be a thing. Me personally, obviously I'm not married, but at least like your significant other's family, there's no reason to have any type of hatred or anything like that. So I'm like the most laid back person ever. Jada's family.
It's group therapy with the Playhouse in the Morning.
That's right. In group therapy, it is up to the Playhouse family to band together and help one of its fellow family members through an issue or struggle they're having. And today, that is the case with Kayla. Kayla, can you kind of run through the situation and why you need some advice today?
Okay. So my boss always asks me to pick up coffee on the way into the office. And like 90% of the time, he never pays me back. And I'm not talking like a single cup of coffee. This is like a latte with an extra shot. It's like an expensive cup of coffee. And I haven't said anything because I don't want to be in an awkward situation, but this is like seriously getting out of hand. And I mean, I make a lot less money than him. I honestly cannot afford to be getting myself coffee, let alone him as well. So how do I put an end to this and stop like having to pay for this without offending him and making things awkward?
So you don't want to pay for his coffee every day, but you don't want to also be awkward. You don't have a bad job situation, but you don't want to pay for it.
Yes, please. I need suggestions.
Well, can you imagine if like every day, because like our boss, Dan Cash, he walks around here with his suit looking all rich. I mean, have you ever seen the movie Richie Rich?
Richie Rich, I have.
That's Dan. That's him. So he walks around here parading around with his briefcase full of money, right? That's what he does. If every day he's like, yeah, do you mind grabbing a coffee? And so you get yours and then his, and he never at any point is like handing you money or like showing up and handing you a coffee. At some point, you'd be like, you're taking advantage of me.
I would have to agree with that. But with the last name Cash, though, like he actually should walk around. And I'm going to clarify this. He's at least given me money to buy stuff if I've ever gone out.
I was going to say, so I've gone to Starbucks before and he'll say, oh, can you get me something? And then I was like, do I get a payment and all this? And then he was like, I'll pay for your coffee and mine. Here's a $20 bill. Do not go over it.
And that's the good move, though.
Yeah.
Because at least you're getting, I feel like you need to just say something. Like you need to literally just ask for money. Like, well, that'll be $4.50.
Right.
$5.
He thinks like you're turning in the receipt somewhere for reimbursement.
Maybe you start handing him the receipt. Here you go.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Yeah, get some of that petty cash.
Mm-hmm. Something like that, maybe.
I'm assuming if he hasn't mentioned it, there's no way someone would expect you to buy them something like every day and not get paid back.
So a couple of things. As far as the Playhouse family goes, 237, it's text 35270. How would you handle this if you were Kayla and your boss was doing this? And then can either of you, whichever one of you feels fastest, maybe that has running skills and has ran across the state before, either of you, though, go up to the sales department, find literally any salesperson you can find, bring them down here so we can ask them how they would handle it if our boss Dan was doing this, because they work closer with him than we do. And so I think it would be kind of interesting to see what they would do if we can pull one of them down here, just because I think that's more scientific than what Amy would do, because Amy's aggressive.
Amy is very aggressive. I know sometimes I guess I do say things out loud to Mr. Dan Cash, and then he takes the hint. But Amy just, you know, is very blatant in her comments. So I think Dan might just be a little intimidated. Here's a full 20. Here you go. Mm-hmm. Keep it for yourself.
237, it's text 35270. Your boss is pulling that mess. What would you do to handle it? 7:40 in the morning, just to bounce Post Malone's on Y94. Oh, girl, I like you. Hi, it's Playhouse. Y94 doing this group therapy situation with Playhouse family member Kayla. Here is a quick 30-second recap of what she had to say.
Okay, so my boss always asks me to pick up coffee on the way into the office, and like 90% of the time, he never pays me back. And I'm not talking like a single cup of coffee. This is like a latte with an extra shot. It's like an expensive cup of coffee. And I haven't said anything because I don't want to be in an awkward situation, but this is like seriously getting out of hand. And I mean, I make a lot less money than him. I honestly cannot afford to be getting myself coffee, let alone him as well. So how do I put an end to this and stop like having to pay for this without offending him and making things awkward?
So fairly straightforward, right? If that was you, how would you handle it? Hello.
I think that's so wrong of him. You know, he's the one pulling in obviously a huge paycheck as her boss or manager. So I think she just needs to be honest about it and say, hey, oh my gosh, I'd love to. By the way, I totally left home without my wallet. So I'll swing by the office and let me grab your card and then I'll go grab everybody coffees.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's like a jerk about it and is like, oh, never mind then or whatever, I feel like then she's going to obviously see that he's never going to pay and always is going to take advantage of her. And then that saves her from having to be like super confrontational about it, which is obviously awkward.
It is awkward. It's your boss.
I like that play, though. Hey, I forgot my wallet. Can I swing by and see if you give me the money? But I think like Amy K mentioned, you just got to straight up front be like, you need to contribute here because if I'm buying you an $8, because if it was me, I'm always getting like the venti, right? Or whatever the largest size is. So I would feel bad. That's
Can
like
I get
$8.
A gallon of coffee, please?
I feel bad when you just bought us some coffee the other day and then Amy K always just randomly does it as well.
To be fair, it was the peer pressure one because Amy buys breakfast every other day.
Yes, peer pressure. See, peer pressure them.
But I'm doing that to be nice. You guys aren't asking for it.
Yeah, I guess
if someone's asking you, like now you're going out of your way, and that's weird.
And honestly, the text club, nobody thinks you should keep buying the coffee, right? There's a lot of tactics to get out of it coming in fact.
Yeah, someone said, what if you sent a Venmo request with a coffee mug emoji? Another person said, talk to HR and ask how you're supposed to handle this situation. Someone else said, maybe instead of asking him for money, ask him where you're supposed to turn in the receipts. Someone else said, hey, mister, let me live. And they didn't use the word mister. someone said, I'd like a refund, please. Always seems to work for me. Always say please and thank you.
It would be kind of easy to just be like, you know what? You probably figured I was turning the receipts. I always forget and I just lose a receipt. Should I be turning these into somebody? Because like he's going to have to respond to that. Like, and he's certainly not going to be like, oh, I just thought it was always on you. I was demanding you buy me a coffee every day.
Yeah, no, that would be the thing. You'd have to at least like throw it out there. But nobody, who gets a receipt nowadays? Everything's on your phone.
Well, also so, accurate.
Like, you're just going to have to screenshot it, print it off, and be like, here you go, sir. Can you please reimburse me?
Let's pop over here. Hello?
I would recommend getting the coffee wrong. That way he has a reason to talk to you about the coffee. Maybe I would get the order right if I was getting paid for it.
Maybe you got what you asked for if you actually paid me.
Yeah, let's just do a very tiny Americano. That's only like $3 drink or something, isn't it? So just be getting a straight black coffee. That's all you're going to get.
And good morning.
That's a tricky one because it is the boss. You never want to, you know, say no to your boss. But
right.
I think maybe the solution is just kind of, oh, yeah, I quit drinking coffee. I'm trying to avoid the caffeine. I switch to, you know, tea in the morning, so I'm not going to the coffee shop anymore, and hopefully he'll get the hint and maybe ask somebody else.
Hey, why don't you just swing and get me a tea then? That'd be great. They have tea there. That'd be awesome.
I don't know. I guess there would be that point, or you'd just be like, you know what? There's this one time I lived in a van and underneath some stairs, and you just always throw that out, and they'll be like, yeah, that guy, don't ever ask him to buy. He ain't got no money. Don't ask him to buy coffee.
Honestly, we got, Kayla, for you, a lot of good confrontation tactics, I would say. Was there any other ones that came in there? Like, yeah, this is a good idea.
Yeah, most people are just saying kind of ask where you need to turn in the receipts. Someone else said, or just say, who do I need to give these to? I think you just ask him or just give him. When you're giving him the coffee, why are you not handing the receipt as well?
It's true. So I think the always when you are trying to advise somebody like this to put yourself in their shoes, you have to imagine like, okay, if this was me, so our boss, we have a boss, his name is Dan Cash. It's his honest to God name, Dan Cash. So how I would handle it is I'd be like, hey, you buying, bro? You buying? That's what I would say because I think it would prompt him to buy. How would you handle it, Joel D?
I guess I'd probably make that same reference. I'd just mm-hmm. be like, I don't have any money.
I'd love to. I'm poor,
I would,
though. Yeah.
I would, Dan Cash, but I don't have any monies. You have to help me get some coffee, too.
And you said what you would do, but I forget what it was now. What did you say you were going
to
do?
I mean, I've done it before. He's heard I've gone to Starbucks or something, he'll then be like, oh, well, you want to get me something there? And I'm like, okay, well, then you need to pay. Mm-hmm. It's like my fee for going to get it for us. So I said, you got to buy both of ours now. And he'll say, I'm on a budget. Here's $20. And he'll tell me what he wants. And he said, get what you want, but don't go over the $20. He gives me that limit.
In this world of Uber Eats and DoorDash and all these other ways, like, if you just want a delivery service, go get a delivery service. If you want me to do it, you get me the drink. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, that is fair. Yeah, that'd be the delivery fee is a drink.
Now, in reality, though, the way that our building is structured, you know, we're the peons, right? We basically work in the basement, in a dark basement. There's old tires behind me. Something's on fire. That moved. That's alive. I don't really know what that is. Might be an alligator. And then upstairs, up a spiral golden staircase, there's our sales department, which is hard to see up there because it's so bright because it's open air.
All the windows, too.
So it's got a retractable roof, and the sun comes in, and it glimmers off the diamond-encrusted furniture they have up there, and that's where our boss Dan works. So we're not very likely to run into the situation with him, so we thought we'd ask somebody in the sales department who actually sees him up there when she leaves her diamond encrusted office. So you ended up finding Sam upstairs.
I did, yeah. It was hard. I had to go up that spiral staircase. Mm-hmm. Within
out of breath.
That song. I am out of breath because I'm very out of shape, if you couldn't tell. So that was an actual thing. And you know what? I forgot how many steps that was to get all the way up there, but I found Sam.
So, Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
If Dan was having you do this every day, he's pulling this, and he's like, get me a coffee, and then you're buying him a coffee every day,
mm-hmm.
I mean, and he's not paying any money, how would you handle that if you were living this?
I would actually just give him the receipt, or that's what I would do at my other job is, you know, or tell them either Venmo me or Facebook pay me, but I would just make sure they got the receipt, or I would actually text them the receipt so that way they have and they know what they're paying for.
Kind of like an invoice almost.
Kind of.
Your bill.
Kind of.
It's not a bad move. It's not a bad move. In your case, it's unique because you just walk up to the wall, rip one of the diamonds off, and put it on his desk.
I mean, if it comes back to me, too, I'm doing that screenshot. That's a good point Sam made. Screenshot mm-hmm. it, and then you could just send it. But you know what? I do have to give Mr. I know we rip on Dan Cash, but that one day he said, hey, I'm going to Venmo you some money, and I never gave him my Venmo. And then he came back down like 2 days later. He's like, bro, send me your Venmo so I can give you the money I owe you. And I was like, oh, yeah, sorry about that. And then he actually did. He ponied up the money.
I would say, yeah, most of the time I think he's good at paying you back. One time I had to get reimbursed, but all the front desk had were a bunch of singles, and it was like $100. And I said, I'm not walking around with 100 single dollar bills.
Hey, Sam, before you leave, did you hear that? Amy Kay takes singles.
And so then he took this.
New sale.
Dan took the singles for me, and then he Venmo'd me, and then he complained because it was we were going into the weekend, and he said, you're right. Sitting
annoying.
On all those dollar bills, it made my wallet too big. And I said, that's not even my issue. My issue was I didn't want to
look like a dancer.
Yes, open my wallet. Oh, here, let me give you all my singles.
There is a double standard there. You like open that up. You go somewhere with all these singles. They're like, he goes somewhere like nobody would buy. Anybody would pay that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it would throw your hip out of place if you had that many singles.
Mm-hmm.
People walking around like that.
Well, but you're just glossing over the fact that he probably couldn't be a paid dancer.
That's true, too.
Like, who's going to pay?
No one.
I don't know.
Jeez, that was loud.
Isn't that show tonight, actually? It scared me, too. Isn't that show tonight?
It was over at the Windbreak. Yeah,
yeah. It's tonight.
Maybe you'll be at the girls' night out. We'll see.
I don't know. You'll see me in the Y-94 truck trying to get some singles in the parking lot.
Maybe there'll be some more random scary noises here. That'd be... Next.